Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Are you carrying around a lot on your shoulders? Does it feel a little heavy today? Perhaps you're wrapping up the end of a project, a deadline, and you're just simply exhausted. Or perhaps, you know, you set a goal back in the beginning of 2023, and now you're 2 months left and you want to see it through. You want to finish it, but you are desperate for that fresh spark of confidence, that breath of fresh air. Well, I gotta tell you what, this episode, I hope, ignites you and sets your heart back on fire. Maybe perhaps gives you a shift, a new perspective, a renewed spirit, a renewed mindset that just gets you back on track and just on fire for what God has stirred in your heart at the beginning of this year, the beginning of this day, or the beginning of last month, or whatever you are finishing out. I'll tell you what, God wants to see you through it. And this right here, this episode is it. Hi, I'm Jackie Brindle, your host of the Be Encouraged podcast, and you're listening to episode 118 with guest speaker Chelsea DeMattis. You guys, I have so many wonderful guest speakers who've come on, but every time I have a guest speaker come on, I just want you to know that it's just not by accident that I fall upon these people. Like, it's just like I know God knows I need to connect with these people and that you need to be encouraged by them. So I just want you to just embrace Chelsea, welcome her in, just like you welcome everyone else in this Be Encouraged podcast community. I'm telling you what, she is a beautiful mom, author of the book called More of Him, Less of Me. It's a 52-week devotional. I encourage you to go get it. The link will be in the show notes, along with another link for this recently compiled eloquent writing and timely devotionals of other well-known authors. The one is called Fall Afresh, Seeing the Heart of God Through the Gift of Thankfulness, that began last week, and another one that was written and compiled together through other authors called Resounding Joy, Joy-Filled and Joyful Because of King Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Can I just tell you, like, side note? Joy-Filled and Joyful Because of King Jesus, which begins 12:3 through 12:25. So that's your November devotional and your December devotional. And it's not too late to go ahead and register and grab your copy there. Your link in the show notes. And if you already did, then you are already on board for what we're going to be chatting about today. And you get to hear more of Chelsea's story. You know, I learned that when God stirs something in your heart, that's my biggest takeaway. When God stirs something in your heart, He wants to see you through it, and He wants you to complete it. You know, Chelsea shared her heart about this project and how the difficulties it was near the end part of this project, the things that she faced, and she was like, you know what, but God was teaching me something in the home stretch. And what encouraged her, what I thought was so important to note, was it was her mom and her friends and the community around her who sowed seeds of encouragement within her to keep on going. So I hope this is what that is for you today. You know, every person, like I said, that comes on this podcast, I'm just wowed because they just sow another piece of encouragement into my life. And I hope that's what they do for you too. So you're going to need to grab your cup of coffee, maybe even get like a pen and paper and whatever you need to do, and get on your walk or run if that's what your thing. Wherever you are today, I know though, you will be encouraged. Let's go. Hey everybody, I have a very special guest with me. Welcome, Chelsea. How are you?
Thank you. I am so excited to be here and I cannot wait to dig into this conversation with you. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I am so pumped. I feel like this is a long time waiting, and I feel like I feel like I've gotten to know Chelsea from this summer, a couple of months back, and
We had a phone conversation, touched base with her, and I just knew, like, this girl, she's got encouragement, and I just need to have her on the show. So you guys are going to be filled with that breath of fresh air of encouragement today. There's no doubt. But first, for you to get to know Chelsea, let's peel it back a bit. And why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little about who you are, what you do, and where you're from.
Okay, so I live in Central Ohio with my husband of almost 9 years. We've been together 10 years and we have two little ones. Our son Cam just turned 6, and then our little girly Collins just is about to turn 2, which is so crazy. It's gone by so quickly, but I am a stay-at-home mom, so I stay home with them. I do that whole thing, and God has taught me so much about himself through that. Something I've always really struggled with that I feel like I'm, when I say getting a grasp on, we have never fully arrived, right? But humility has been something that I've just always struggled with, seeing like, how do I live out humility and being in this role of mom and doing it truly day in and day out at home has really shown me that humble seat. And so that's been just such a gift of grace in my life. It's been hard in a lot of ways, but really amazing too. And then aside from those things, those are the main things, but I have the Living with Less podcast, which I started in January of 2019. Through that, God birthed a book, which we'll talk about that a little bit, is the More of Him, Less of Me devotional. It's all about living a Christ-centered life in a me-centered world. And also I just write for several different like online publications. I write for Lifeways Journey Women's Magazine. That's been really a fun project to get to write for. And then I have some Bible reading plans on YouVersion, if that's your thing.
Oh, that is my thing, Chelsea. I feel like our listeners are going, yes, I can't wait to look her up now. That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And you know, just to like backpedal a little bit, you know, I remember those stay-at-home mom days, and it can be a struggle. And you're right, kids will certainly teach us that gift of humility, because it truly is a gift. And sometimes God, you know, does it through our kids. And even still, man, it is a learning curve for sure. So some encouragement for you maybe today as you're walking through different types of seasons in your lives, you know, whoever's listening, you know, especially when you feel that nudge to say yes. And this is what our topic's basically going to be mainly about. Of course, we're going to talk a little about all the projects that Chelsea's up to, but it's really through an act of obedience. And I don't know who here is listening, but maybe you feel like you need to say yes to God. He's put something on your heart, mm-hmm. and you don't know necessarily, do I take the next step? How do I take the next step? But God's calling you to this season. And I don't know what that season looks like, but maybe with some encouragement and some practical tips here, we'll help you guide you through just saying yes and being obedient to God's call in your life, because he does. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. It's so unique. Not one of us is going to be the same. Like Chelsea has a podcast, I have a podcast, totally different things. And I love that God puts us in our lane, because I love gleaning from people like Chelsea and others around me. So I think that's the one thing that I want to lay in your heart is don't look to the left or right or be thinking and comparing as you're listening. I want you just to really lean in. And let's talk about obedience, Chelsea. Let's talk about that. You know, you've had some projects called upon your heart. How do you walk that out for you?
Goodness, I think recently, especially in the last year, God's just done a lot in my heart over the past year. And what it looks like to obey him in this season looks really different in some ways than it did in seasons before. And he's brought my heart to this posture of humility. And so it's me leaning in obedience, but really having to pull back on me wanting to grab the reins at the same time. Because oftentimes the Lord would stir something in my heart, and instead of sitting with it for a minute, I would go, okay, let me get the reins. Like, let's do this thing. When now, when I feel the Lord stirring something, I'm like, okay, let's just sit with this for a minute. I always think of Mary in the story when the angel came to Mary and shared about Jesus and that she's going to carry the Savior of the world. It says she pondered it in her heart. A really hard time pondering things in my heart when I know it's something God's doing. I just want to take it and run with it immediately. And so in this season of my life, I'm finding, okay, when God's stirring something in my heart, take a step back, take a deep breath and ponder it for a little bit, journal about it, pray about it. Don't just all of a sudden go, okay, here's the next thing. This is what I'm going to do. Because I feel like when I have done that in the past, I've missed out personally, I think it's still blessed people and it's blessed my life. But I personally think when we jump right onto something and start taking the reins, we miss out on the small things that God's doing in our heart. And so in this season, it's been, okay, let's ponder this for a minute. So for instance, the devotional that we're going to get to that I've had you be a part of, the Lord stirred that in my heart early on in the summer. And I was like, okay, I need to sit with this because it is a lot of work and I don't want to just jump into something that isn't what he wants me to do. So I'm going to sit and I'm going to pray and I'm going to ponder. And he continued to stir that in my heart. And I was like, okay. And it wasn't just one, but it was two projects. And again, I knew, I'm like, whew, okay, that's going to be a lot of work. But I felt confirmed in that, not only through his word, I was in the Psalms this summer. That's a big thing. I think when you feel called to something and you want to obey and you want to walk in that, one of the greatest places, and I think honestly, the only place we can go to truly confirm that stirring in our heart is going in his word and studying his word and what is he speaking to me through his word. And where I was at in the Psalms and where I was also at in Revelation, which we'll get to that at some point in this conversation too, I'm sure, I knew like, okay, I really need to start sharing other women's words and other women's stories. And that's not just through having people as guests on a podcast or a blog post, but this is having people come alongside me and writing something that's going out to the world. And I love having other perspectives. And so that for me was just feeling so confirmed in that through his word and just knowing, okay, this is something you're asking me to do, but also asking me to bring others alongside of me.
I love that. It's almost like it's like a tree that's planted, you know, like what is watering that and stirring that? Because you said stirring your heart and that sounds really beautiful, but I love that there's some practical takeaways here from what you just said. And I think if you want something to grow it's going to grow, it's going to sprout something good inside you. Like then I think, okay, you said pray, you know, ponder first, pray mm-hmm. about it, get into the word, put pen to paper, like all of those things. And it's almost like slowly but surely, all these things are funneling into this seed. And if it is from the Lord, it will grow. It'll grow and it will kind of come forth out of whatever you are meant to do. God will show you those things. I think we can also get stuck in the growing. We can get stuck if we're not listening, or I don't know, has there been a time that maybe you've reasoned your way out of it and doubted your way out of it? And, you know, taking a step forward, but yet taking a couple steps back, or maybe just said, scratch it all together, you know? So how do we kind of avoid those, you know, divots in the road that, you know, doubt and reasoning out can, you know, lead us?
Mm-hmm. So a big thing for me, like in this project, for instance, is, okay, so I've asked people to come alongside. And one thing that was very important to me that I felt like God really impressed on my heart was asking other women to be a part of this that I've not asked to be part of any of my things before. So this wasn't just reaching out to my circle of people that I've met through Instagram and through the writing conferences that I've been to. I'm like, I really want to give a space for other women. While yes, we all have the same goal in mind, our theology is all very similar. Like I'm not going to go off the rails in that way, but I don't want to just keep pulling from the same group of people because I don't, not that that's dishonoring of the Lord because their words are wonderful too, but that was just something really important to me was reaching out to these women that I don't really know. And that's also really difficult for somebody who likes to just know, I'm like, okay, I know my people, I know my ladies, and I know the ones that will write for all of my things that I ask them to. And so this was, felt like a leap of faith. You're talking about that, like this leap of faith. And I think number one, people would probably want to be like, okay, I'm going to bow out of this because Lord, if you're asking me to ask all these people that I don't know, what if 95% of them say no, or they don't respond? Like, I'm just not going to do this time. That's a big thing. That's a big one that people, I think, get nervous about. And instead of doing that, just go, okay, Lord, if you're asking me to do this, I'm going to trust that you're going to provide the people. If it's not the number of people that I'm thinking, that's okay. Like, you're going to work those details out. And so then the second side of that is the due date was like the end of September. A couple people's trickled in late, and that's okay too. There is grace for that. But then I had four women who were unable to complete them. And so that was eight devotions because it's two projects. And I'm sitting there going, Lord, this is one of the busiest seasons I have ever had in my life with my ministry things going on and our family. I really don't have the capacity to write 8 extra things. Like, and I am to the point in my writing experience and the way the Lord has led in my writing is, don't you dare pick up a pencil or type on a keyboard and write something that I have not asked of you to write and just put content out there to put content out there. Like, that is not okay. And so I knew, okay, I do not have 8 things to write. So that's another big one where people might have that happen and go, okay, I'm just going to email everybody else that sent theirs in and say, I'm so sorry. Other people weren't able to complete their project. So we're just going to have to scratch this. People do that. That is not an option for me. I'm like, Lord, I know you have asked me to do this. So I was praying about it. I asked a couple friends, I'm like, hey, would you maybe want to write extra? And I could tell they're like, yeah, this is the busiest time of year for me too. Like, I don't think this is going to happen. So I'm praying, I'm processing. I actually called my mom. I mean, this is how flustered I was. I was like, Mom, I don't know what to do. And it's almost like this is why we need community. Even if it's your mom,
100%.
We need other believers, because my mom goes, honey, wait a second. What if you just start the November project the first Sunday of the month? Like, you're starting the Advent one is the first Sunday in December. I was like, she's a genius. Starting the November one that way completely eliminated the ones that I needed for November. And then the ones in December, I've had extras, and I did actually have 2 friends that wrote 2 more for that. God completely took care of it. Completely took care of it.
I love this.
There are so many times where people would just go, okay, this is too much. I can't do this. I'm not going to do this. Like I said, they'll send out their apology email because they don't know the people anyway. So sorry, this isn't going to happen. But I just want to tell you, when you feel like doing that, press pause for a minute. Again, ponder, go, okay, Lord, I am freaking out. I have had these women that have committed to writing for me or doing this project, or they're going to help me do this thing at my kid's school or start a podcast, whatever the thing is that you're doing, but suddenly you feel like things are not falling into place or people are bailing on you. Instead of just quitting and throwing in the towel, remember who asked you to do this in the first place. Sit with it for a minute and go, okay, Lord, if this is your will, if I really, truly felt you calling me to do this, I am going to need you to help me out. Like, I need to know what to do. And he will do that. But again, it might not look like what you're expecting. Like for me, I was not expecting it to be like, okay, we're just going to not have 4 days of the month of November's devotions. But, and I don't know why I'm like kind of weird like this. I don't know if you're a numbers person like me, but I wanted them to both be 23 days. That's what I wanted. They're both supposed to be 23. I like when things are the same. Well, instead of them being 23 days, the Lord's like, okay, they're not going to be 23 days long, but they both get to at least start on the first Sunday of each month. So I still felt so seen and so blessed by that, where I'm like, okay, it still kind of makes sense. It's still a detail that for whatever reason I care so much about when I shouldn't, but it's seeing God in that, where he completely took care of it. And it still feels like, okay, they both start on the first Sunday of the month. And so that's one of the biggest examples I have right now where I can go, because I'm truly living it right this moment.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is a project that somebody probably would have said, yeah, I'm not doing this. No way.
I love this. You took it to God. You took it to the throne. And you know what? I think that's what it is. When we take that leap of faith or that step of obedience into what God is pressing on our heart, it's not going to be packaged so pretty all the time. I mean, sometimes maybe it does. And it's like wonderful. And you're like, oh, it was such a blessing. It's like, maybe it's like, you know, that child that's like, oh, it's an angel. Then like, you're not, you know, third after the third. Like, I'm like, I'm glad we're not having like, use it up. No, I say this all kidding. But nonetheless, you know, it's just, God does have a way of helping us to let go of the reins. Mm-hmm. And I think that to that point of you saying, it's just that call of obedience, it's going back to the why, because he called you. not because it, you know, it's going to be the way you pictured it, but it's going to be the way God pictured it. And yes, he will give you those details. And I love that you said that because you wanted those little details because he knows you so well, Chelsea. And listen, whoever's listening, he knows exactly what you need and what will work best for you. And he'll make something click and give you a wink that I think along your way of steps of obedience, you'll look back and go, oh, that was you. That was you. That was like a hug from God. Got it. You know, and I just think that's a really cool way of looking at that. When we muster up the yes and then we fight the doubt, we can look back and go, God, but you were in it. You were in my doubt. You were in, like, I'm sure Mary doubted. Like, you can go back to that story. I'm sure she was like, was that not a dream? That angel, I mean, it looked real, but was I dreaming? You know, who knows what she was battling with in that journey, but I'm so grateful that she said yes. And I know that, and really it's for the kingdom. When you say yes towards God, it's for a bigger picture, I think, right? Chelsea, like, you can't even imagine. And I love thinking about that and in that part. But
well, I wanted to share two other things with you. So the first one, this is when I was like flipping through my Bible. Yeah. So something I wanted to address, I think a lot of people, because this is something I like asked all the time. I never really asked a person, but I was always like, Lord, do you really stir things in people's hearts? Like when people say that, because I was like, is this just a Christian thing that I've picked up that I'm like, oh, God stirred this in my heart. And I'm like, why do I say that?
Yeah.
Well, no, it is in the Word of God. And it's somewhere else too. I think it might be in Nehemiah, but in Ezra, I just wanted to read this. If you haven't read the book of Ezra, it's so good, but it's at the very beginning. And it says in chapter 1, verse 1, it says, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia. Now you have to read the whole rest of the story to know what he stirred up in his heart. But I just wanted to share that little nugget because I think a lot of people, and depending on what group of people you're following and listening to, I think people say all the time, like, well, God doesn't stir in hearts. God doesn't, like, that's just something people say. Well, no, it is in scripture. God does stir things in our hearts. And when you read through some of these books of the Bible, even in the Old Testament, it was stirrings going on inside of them. And it wasn't necessarily an audible thing. Cause I think that's a big thing too, that causes doubt and wonder, and was this really what God wants me to do? Because I didn't hear him, but I felt that stirring in my heart. And that's a big reason why I love journaling. And I know it's seasonal. People go in and out of journaling. I mean, I too have been there, but I am in a season right now where I've been consistently journaling since like May 20th. I am such a date person. I remember dates like crazy, but I have been journaling consistently since then. And I can see and go back when this is God stirring. So when you're journaling that and writing down, when you're feeling stirrings and promptings in your heart, when you go back and read them, you know, you're talking about hindsight, looking back at things, you're like, wait a second. I know that was God stirring this in my heart because he stirred this in my heart 6 months ago. And so if you're wondering, well, I didn't hear his voice, but I felt him stirring something in my heart, you start to see that pattern of what he's doing and when you start sensing that and feeling that. So I wanted to share that. And then another story that I wanted to briefly share with you too was I just spoke at a church in Muncie, Indiana this past weekend. And Jane, the one that has hosted the retreat, she felt the Lord stirring on her heart last year to put together this women's retreat. And she was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to ask people? Like, who's all going to come? All of these things. God took care of every single detail. And so here was year two. We had it again this year and I spoke there and it was amazing to see these women again. And Jane messaged me yesterday, sent me a voice message and said that a friend she's been praying for years came to the retreat and leaned over to her during worship and said she was so glad she was there. And she showed up to church with her the next morning on Sunday morning. I could cry, showed up to church, and her son's now going to go to church too next weekend. And it's like, that is exactly what we miss out on when we let the doubt and the wonder of what, like, was that really from the Lord? You know, when you know, when you know, when he's stirring in your heart and you say yes to him, you may not get to see the blessing of what's on the other side of that. But I hope that story alone just encourages you because here was somebody who felt so unequipped last year, but saw God totally faithful doing it again this year. And now a woman sitting next to her in church that she'd been praying for years.
Wow. That just stirs something in me because look at that. It's setting seeds. It's not something like we do, but we know it's through the grace of God. He's allowed these things to happen and that he's like that faith, as small as a mustard seed, he says, right? And I think if we give him our seed, our yes, you know, I think, oh, just what joy that brings me. And for those of you, I mean, when Chelsea, you reached out, you said you picked a bunch of women that you weren't even sure of. Little did you know that I was like, oh, I really want to write. I just don't know to put my name out there or this or that. You know what I mean? I've done blogs, but I've never written in like a published book or, you know, something online like that before. And I just was so just tickled pink because the Lord heard me kind of talk to him about it. And then you reached out and I told you this. I was like, did you know something? And she's like, no. So I just love how God has a way of connecting his daughters and his sons together and kind of builds this kingdom work together. And I think that's beautiful. I think it's really something special. And I love how Jane was able to then, you know, through her obedience, bring her friend along. And it's cool to see who are you going to bring along with this obedience? That's my question for you. Journal it down today. Like ask yourself that question, who is coming with me? Because I think that's what Jesus wants, right? When he cast the net, he said, come, and they left immediately and came to them. Like there was that step of obedience. You know, he said, Peter, come along the water. Okay, comes out to the water. You know, I just think that is God's love language when you come to him, when he calls you. And if he's calling you to do it, God will bless you for it. And I think that's just where I think my heart's stirring up right now for somebody to hear today. And I'd love to hear where this stirred first for this project that you had coming up or have coming up for November and December. Where did that inspiration stir up from?
So I did an Advent devotional, basically the same framework in 2020. And that was the first time I ever collaborated with women in a way where it was all together. You know, like I had said before, I had done things where people were like a guest blog on my or blogging things at the beginning. But that was really my first time putting a bunch of women's writing together and just seeing how God wrote the story and like put everybody's words together. And it was so awesome to see. And so that was like 3 years ago. And like I said about Revelation 12:11, most specifically, it's what God had put on my heart at the beginning of summer. And that's that we will overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And that's the Lord writing about how we will, or John writing from the Lord about how we will overcome the evil one. And that is when I was like, okay, Lord, I know you want me to be doing more with other women and their stories. And I don't have the capacity to share every single person's story on the podcast or on a blog series. Like I don't have that. However, what I can do is I can do, there's several different avenues and projects. And when I was just kind of praying through what the end half of this year was going to look like, I really felt him impress on my heart to do a devotional for November and December, because so often November, I feel like we all just like wake up one morning and it's suddenly December 1st. It's like, we don't even know what happened in the month of November.
Yes.
But we're ready to be quiet and still and to Sabbath the whole month of December. And the one in November is titled Fall Afresh, Seeing God's Heart Through the Gift of Thankfulness. And this isn't just like thankfulness, like Thanksgiving thankfulness. This is truly like when we see God working in our life. I mean, I got so many incredible devotions sent, and that's what I love. When you collaborate with a group of people, you see how unique everyone is in the kingdom of God, because everybody's writing is different and everybody's stories are a little bit different. And so getting those in. And some are honestly ones that are like, they went through really hard things and they're writing about hard things, but it's all pointing back to why we are so thankful for Jesus and for our relationship with him. And so that's the one for November. And then the one in December is titled Resounding Joy, being joyful and joy-filled because of King Jesus. And I just get so excited even saying that. I loved the title when I could just see resounding joy. I'm like, yes, that is what I feel because of King Jesus. And the devotions that have come in for that's the same thing. Some are about hard things and some are about really beautiful, amazing things, but that within those, we get to be joyful and joy-filled because of him. And so it's through those projects that, and especially as they pour in and you start reading people's words, you're like, oh my gosh, Lord, I totally see why you're putting this together. And that I know that through that, there's somebody that's going to read that on one of those mornings or one of those evenings and go, oh my gosh, the Lord sees me. Like he sees my heart right now. He sees what's happening. He sees what's unfolding in my life. And when he stirred that in my heart at the beginning of summer and seeing it now almost to fruition, it has just been so cool to watch it all unfold. And like I said at the beginning, how there have been four writers where they didn't complete the task. And again, that is okay. For a minute, it felt like it was not going to be okay. But it is okay. And what I firmly believe is, and this isn't like in a mean way, because it's probably happened with me too. I know it has. I have been a guest on people's podcasts before and they've never aired the episode. And you know what? I am confident enough in my walk with Jesus to where I can say my words were not going to be a blessing to anybody. They just weren't. They weren't meant for right now. They were not going to fall on the right ears or be seen with the right eyes. And that's okay. Because the most important thing that I want my words and my voice to do is to share Jesus. And if it's going to share anything other than that, please don't have them air it. Please don't have them be published somewhere. And so that's where I'm at with not being able to have as many in the November one. I was like, he didn't want them there anyway. He still loves those ladies and they're probably writing other things that are great. But for this project, that's not what he had in mind, and that's okay. So that is kind of all that God has done with those projects, but they will be out soon. And I'm very excited.
I love that. And, you know, just to give you a word too, because I know you are a numbers person, but I was thinking back to what May you started journaling and just, you know, listening to the Holy Spirit stir things in you since May. And when it comes out, it'll be 7 months later in November. And seven in the Bible, for those of you who aren't like geeking out over it, is seven is like this number of completion where the Lord, you know, he made, created the earth and, you know, everything for like seven. And so I just love how the Lord knew this would be a completion of something. And God really just, doesn't he just love us so much to complete the good work that he has for us? And I think that's, that's what really comes to mind there. And and I think, you know, in thinking about where it started and so on, do you think it's important? Like, I know we did touch about this prayer, but when God gives you a big sized ambition or a dream or a vision, or why do you think it's so important to pray? I think sometimes I underestimate prayer, and I feel like sometimes people say it's like, oh, it's like the least thing we could do. But I feel like for me, I'm like, it's always the first thing I need to do, right? But so how can we encourage somebody to pray if they have this idea stirring? Because I know God wants to see you through it. So maybe how can we pray for you? And then how has it been something prayer has been important to you?
So I have like the best story ever that I can share about this. So before my book got picked up by my publisher, it was December of 2020. And I had sent out my manuscript to all kinds of people at that point. And I got to the month of December and I took the entire month of December to pray every night. It was specifically nighttime. It was once everybody in my house was asleep, and I journaled in prayer over knowing if I was supposed to have my book published by a publisher, if I was to self-publish. And I committed December. That is my specific prayer that I'm going to pray about. And I truly felt God stir and lay on my heart that by the end of January, if I did not have a biting or deal from a publisher, that I was to self-publish it. And I had complete peace. I had complete total peace. And come the middle of January, I ended up getting two offers on my devotional, and I was able to not only just sit there and then get to pray through having two options, because I'm just thinking, okay, one, but two people offered then on my devotional. And I sat there and I thought, Lord, I know this was your plan all along, but because I took an entire month to sit with you in the evenings and pray specifically about this thing, it was all the more sweet, because I would have not known that he was putting on my heart that by the end of January, you will know what you're supposed to do. Because that's what I walked away with from my month of prayer in December, was by the end of January, You'll know what to do. And the book ended up getting picked up by a publisher. Now, what I can say is, had I gotten to the end of January and didn't get picked up by a publisher, God would still be good and faithful, because he still would have led me to self-publishing. But that's not what he had in mind. That's not what he had planned. And had I missed out, though, on that month of praying obediently, going back to what this whole topic is about, I would have missed out on so much and seeing his hand in so many things. But that was just a really sweet season for me, where I was very specifically and intentionally praying about something and felt total peace. And whatever the outcome is, I know that's what God's doing. And so for somebody that's sitting there, like you said, thinking, well, does it really matter? Like, God's going to do what God's going to do. So why do I need to pray about it? When you start praying and you see the will of God unfolding in your life, and you see that, okay, God, not only, like, it's not only thy will be done, but he wants me to get to see the things that he's doing. And had I not spent that month of December praying, like I said, I would have missed out on knowing, okay, by the end of January, he is really confirmed in my heart. I'm going to know. I don't ever want to miss out on those moments. I want to see the Lord everywhere. I want to see his fingerprints everywhere. And prayer is a way that we do that. It's how we talk to him. I'm like, how would I be married to my husband if I didn't talk to him every single day? That would be a very sad relationship. And so prayer is just a conversation with my Father, the one that created me, the one that has designed me and understands me better than anyone. And if I'm going to be obedient to anyone and anything, I'm going to choose him, and I'm going to choose to walk in the ways that he's called me. And one of those things is prayer. And so if you feel like, why would I pray if he's just going to do what he wants anyway? Because it's talking to your Father, and you're talking to the one that desires good things for you. Sometimes they are packaged with hard things. But knowing he's alongside you through prayer is just really, really powerful. And I hate to honestly just share all of these stories that sound so great, because I've really had like some not great stories in my life that have been really hard. I've walked through a very weird health thing this past year, and it took my prayer life to a whole new place. And it's been, I'm coming out on the other side of it. And so I just want everyone to also hear, like, I have been trudging through the wilderness too. You can ride the rails. My women's ministry leader from our old church used to say, oftentimes we're riding the rails of grief and joy at the same time. So when you hear these great things, know that there are also hard things going on right alongside it.
I love that so much. And I just feel like, you know, somebody needs to just grab a hold of what faith can do. And I think, and I love that story of just drawing near to him, because that's the picture of us coming to him, right? When we draw near to him in that prayer and that conversation, just like you would, like if you were talking to your husband or anybody like in the office, you know, you turn and talk to them, right? God loves to hear from his kids. God loves to hear from his children. And that just reminds me to remember he's all ears. He's not for one said, oh gosh, this one again. Like, he's not like that. He's a loving father who just wants to sit down in his lap and kind of just listen to every need, everything. And nothing's too big for him. I think, like you said, you went through some big things, and I think God wants to hold those too. So whatever you're going through today, I think that's just what I encourage you to do, is to pray more about it. Have the conversation with Jesus. Just sit down with him. And I think what some things you can do is, you know, even if you're not sure where to start, you can start in those devotionals. I know one of the devotionals you wrote, more of me, less of, more of him, less of me. How funny that one works out, right? But yeah, more of him and less of me. And I love this, because even just reading through a devotional or listening to your podcast, Living with Less, can kind of point that direction that way. What great things can we can accomplish when our eyes are focused on people who are focused on Jesus. So I love that thought. And can you tell me more about this 52-week devotional that you wrote called More of Him, Less of Me?
So what I love about the two like biggest projects of my life, next to marriage and motherhood, being the book and the podcast. So More of Him, Less of Me, Living a Christ-Centered Life in a Me-Centered World, like I said, came after the podcast started, which is Living with Less. So both of them are based off of John 3:30, which is he must increase, I must decrease. And this has just been a constant theme in my life. I think going all the way back to the beginning of this conversation where I said humility has always been something that God's just really had to work on in my heart of what it looks like to live that out. I know what humility means and I know what being humble is, but actually what does that look like where I am is what I mean by all that.
Yeah.
So when you read John chapter 3 and you read John 3:30, most specifically when this is when Jesus was coming onto the scene in his ministry. And here John is like baptizing people and he's got a growing, thriving ministry. And he looks at Jesus and he's like, this is the one, this is the guy. And he baptizes him and John completely steps aside and is ready to watch Jesus fulfill his ministry. And it chokes me up because I think that's what I want my life to look like. And so often, even in the Christian world, if you get on social media or whatever you're watching, wherever you find yourself, it just looks like everybody that's successful or has these big things or once had these little stirrings, like, well, if they had this stirring, like if I had this stirring, it should look like this. Like I should have millions of followers, hundreds of thousands of downloads, like all of these things. And those things are great for those people. I'm not saying it's wrong, but my heart posture is always, I want to be like Jesus. But I want to have the humility like John did in that moment to go, this is the guy. I'm not the guy. I don't want you to try and be like me. I don't want you to look like me. I just want you to love the same message that I love, and that's Jesus. And so the devotional, most specifically, it is 52 weeks. So it's just a weekly devotional. And it goes through 52 different topics of things that I've walked through in my own life that God has really worked out in my world and what it has looked like to live Christ-centered in that circumstance. And one thing that comes to mind from the book that I wrote about is the nooks and the crannies. It's like one that just randomly popped in my head. And in that one, I talk about how white subway tile with the black grout, like, right, that was the huge craze. Maybe it still is. Well, that's what's in my master bathroom. And one day I was scrubbing it and I'm like, why on earth did I not listen to everybody that said, do not get the white tile with the black grout because it is a pain to clean. And so I'm scrubbing this tile and I'm cleaning it. And I realized in that moment, I'm like, the pictures and the, you know, the fixer upper show and all the things we see that have the beautiful white tile and the black grout in the bathrooms, like we all want that because it looks so beautiful. And then once you have it, now you got to clean it and you got to maintain it and you got to scrub in these areas where you got to bend over and it's no fun. And I was like, this is the Christian life and nobody wants to talk about it. You say you right. want to walk with Jesus, I want to live for Jesus, but I don't want to do the work that that actually takes to walk like and live like and be like Jesus, because it isn't easy. It is hard and you got to bend down. You got to do things you don't want to do and you have to maintain and work in the nooks and crannies of our life. And so that's just like a little snippet of one of the devotions where that's what the book is all about. It's looking at these different things that God has had to walk me through, going, how many times had I looked at a Christian life and thought, I want that because they seem happier. It seems perfect. When really what we should be telling people is there are moments that are so beautiful in my life and it's only because the blood of Jesus. And that there are so many things that I have to work on and that God has to literally work out of me. And it's just, that's been something through writing that was really beautiful that I walked away with going, wow, I feel like so much of my story is on those pages. And one of the reviews that somebody left was reading it felt like they were sitting across the table from a trusted friend. And that meant so much to me because that's exactly what my hope was, is that somebody would feel like I'm not telling them what to do and I'm not like talking at them, but I'm just talking with them about, I'm sure you have one of these 52 areas in your life that you've had to sift through and work through too with the Lord. And so that's what that is all about. And the podcast side, like I said, that came first. And when I started doing that, that was a huge step of obedience. And I won't get into that whole story. I've talked about it several times on the podcast if somebody wants to hear it. And it's in my book, but doing that very much felt like, okay, Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know you're asking me to do this. So I'm going to step out and I'm going to do it and I'm going to trust you. And seeing it now and seeing what God's done with it has just been such a cool thing to see myself. It's seeing myself from that place of wanting to be like Jesus, but also wanting to be like John, of going, I just want you to focus on Jesus. Like, I just want to be this vessel. And that's what he's done with it. And it's been so cool. So those two projects have really just drawn me closer to the Lord through so many things, because there have been really hard parts of both of those too. And I'm sure you've experienced that doing this too.
I love that, because I think that it's not all glam. You know, when you get on this other side, like, there's so much work that are layered deep to what, you know, God is bringing us up into. And sometimes it's tears, and sometimes it's, I want to give up. And sometimes it's like, you're messy, like the ground, like, oh gosh, there's so many spots here. But God doesn't, you know, God uses all of it. You know, he uses it, and the mistakes we make, just like when we watch our kids, right? Like when you make our kids. So if you're coming to it and you're going, oh, but what if I fail? Then cool. If you fail, you're going to learn, make the mistakes. Like, I love that. Embrace it. I'm a teacher. So by nature, I'm like, just make the mistakes. It's easier said, for sure. And like you said, it takes that piece of like humility, to be like, okay, this is actually happening to me. You know, and I just love that God will use those moments and to grow you and to stretch you and to change you and transform you, because he doesn't want to leave you the same as you were yesterday. He wants to change you for the better, for his kingdom. And I think that's what happens when you said, like, I love that whole concept, you know, Chelsea, that's so cool that you shared so many different pockets of your life to tell us that it's more of him and less of me. I think what I think about that too, like you said about the Christianity, like, you know, the culture of like, oh my gosh, they're so amazing. Look what they're speaking here, this and that. I for sure can get caught up in like, oh man, wouldn't that be great? But I love when Lord light sets me and puts me right back in my lane. He goes, Jackie, this is where I want you. I don't want you to be anybody else. So if I'm calling you to do this, it's because you, Jackie, can only do this. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So to be faithful with what God's given you, because the thing is, you can step back and be like, ah, oh, he's going to take care of the rest, because he knows me that well that I will do what I'm supposed to do. So I don't know. I thought about that. And then also, like, totally in the other lane of, like, you know, secular world, like, when I think about more of him, less of me, more of him and less of us idolizing people. Like, I think when you get to the point, I don't know, I think about, like, right now, all the crazes, you know, Taylor Swift and, you know, the Travis Kelce situation, and it's like blowing at my feet. I can't, like, watch a football game without there's like a reference to it. And I'm like, come on. Although I love Taylor, don't get me wrong. I'm not like not knocking. And I love the Kelce boys. Don't get me wrong. I'm an Eagles fan. So, but that's the other Kelce. So anyway, all that to say, but they're from Ohio, Chelsea, right? You can't go wrong with them. I get it. However, if it's going to make me want to vicariously live through people, then that's not living what God wants us to live. So sometimes it's like a heart check for me. I don't know about you, as I'm journeying through and trying to figure out, Lord, what's the next step, or what do you want me to do? I also have to say, okay, these people that you don't get hung up or stuck on what they're doing, or, you know, on other people's lives, because God wants to work in your life, and it's a waste of time trying to watch their lives. Right?
It's so true. I think a big thing, especially in the like content creating world, that's what it feels like so much of anymore. It's content creation. And I'm like, can't it just go back to just sharing who we are and who we are in the Lord and what he's walked us through? I remember vividly in 2019, I was getting ready to go to a writing conference. It was like writing and speaking conference. And I was scrubbing the bathtub. This is a theme, you guys. The Lord stirs my heart in the shower and in the bathtub when I'm scrubbing and cleaning. And I'm scrubbing the bathtub, and I just felt so impressed in my heart that the Lord is not asking me to be like anybody else. And there was a person in particular in my world that I was very much idolizing, and God had just completely taken her off the throne. Praise God. And I remember leaving the next day. I think we went the next day or the day after to go to the conference, and I got there and I ended up being in the same room with this woman who 5 years prior, I would have fainted. Like, I just was like, I want to be her. Like, I want to be her. I want to stand up and sound like her and walk like her and talk like her. You know, that's like, that's how it was.
Yeah.
And I went there and I'm sitting in the room with her and I'm like, I don't want to be anything like you. And it's not because she's bad or she sounds whatever. The Lord has made me to be just like me. He doesn't need another her, just like he doesn't need another me. But if I'm not being who he's called me to be, no one else is going to be Chelsea. And I don't want to be a vessel that isn't being poured out. I don't want to be this vessel just sitting here filled to the brim of knowledge or wisdom or experience, but I can't be used because I'm continually trying to be like everybody else around me. And God just made that so clear to me. And it truly did change my life. I will never forget scrubbing that bathtub. And I'm like, yes, Lord, you are right. Yeah. Of course you're right. You're always right. But I don't want to be her.
Yeah.
That.
I love that's like a posture of humility. I mean, just scrubbing the bathroom just sounds like a very humbling job, but like, yeah, it's just a posture of humility in all regards of it. And I think that's where God can really speak to us. And I love that with each of these messages, you circle around Jesus, he rallies around you and you rally him up. And I just love that it goes hand in hand with each project, everything that you birth and everything has such a specific purpose. And you keep Jesus at the forefront and I love how God's so gracious to show us who we are meant to be. So if you're kind of questioning, like, what's your lane? What are you supposed to be doing? And is this your calling? Ask him. He can handle it. He wants to tell you. You know, I think even like she said, a lot of this was pen to paper through journaling and writing and, you know, and being obedient. You know, you don't know what God's going to do with your yes. And just lately, I mean, it could be as simple, wake up in the morning to read his word and journal it out or ask questions or whatever it might be. I know for the past several months, even maybe since like May myself, actually, I've been journaling, getting up at like 5:30 in the morning. And if you know me, I'm a bed hugger and this doesn't happen to Jackie. But I've been, I don't know, just wanting to be and desiring to be with Jesus. And I don't know. I just all of a sudden started out like an act of obedience and now it's just a routine. I can't wait to sit and just chat and talk things out. And I can't believe how many thoughts I have in the morning that I just need to get out and what a difference it makes in my day. So maybe that's for you. Maybe that step of obedience is just talking with him and whatever that looks like for you, because it's for you and for him and not for anyone else. And I think that's special. And I think I love how you make Chelsea, it's centered around him. Do you think the listeners today, what do you think will make a difference in their life when they keep Jesus as the center of their obedience and their calling, whatever their relationship, their projects, et cetera?
Oh my goodness. I want to just say everything changes, but I feel like that's too much of a blanket. So we'll dig into that a little bit more. When I say everything changes, pretty much what that means for me is when I give everything to him, I no longer feel the pressure that I normally would feel on myself. However, there's now this layer of, there's now this layer of reverence that I have where I'm like, okay, I don't feel the pressure of me needing to get this done or me needing to do this thing because I know the Lord has it and I know he's asked me to do it. But now I feel like, God, I want to honor you in this thing. And it becomes excitement and anticipation for what he's going to do. Again, I now know because I've walked around the mountain enough times to where there are going to be hard things. I'm going to stumble. There's going to be stumbling blocks. There's going to be frustrating moments. But because I've taken it to him in prayer, because I trust his word, because I've seen him work things out in my life so many times, I know, okay, even though it might be difficult or there's going to be a stumbling block, I trust what you're doing. And I want this to honor you. We always end our prayers and our little family unit with, we want this to glorify and honor you. That's just what we always end our prayer with. And that now is what I truly pray every single time I do something, like, Lord, I just want this to glorify and honor you. And that is what's most important to me. And so it's walking with him, changing everything as it takes the pressure off that I used to feel, wanting things to be perfect, wanting everyone to see me as perfect. Like, oh, Chelsea did this really perfect thing. I don't care about that. I hope it looks nice. I don't like to put things out there that don't look nice, but that's not the point anymore. Now it's, Lord, I just want you to get all the glory and all the honor. Like, when somebody looks at something I don't want them to think about me. I don't want them to think about who that author is. I just want them to see you. And that's just kind of trickled into my whole life now, especially this is our first rodeo with school. Our son started kindergarten, and it has been so cool to hear from teachers and his peers and his peers' parents on how Cam is at school. Cause right. Like I've never really had a glimpse of, okay, so what's the byproduct of what's coming out of our home? I don't know. And hearing what it is, oh my gosh, like just makes me overflow with thankfulness because so much of it is Jesus. And that's not me. And I know it's not me because it's the things that they say and the things that he does where I'm like, that's glorifying and honoring to you, Lord. And I'm seeing it in the flesh, like in a little person. It's not just seeing it in something that I put out there that people listen to or they've read or they share and they say, this was so good. Thank you so much for this. But like, I'm actually getting to see for the first time in my life, a little person in the flesh that's been trained up in our home that's gone out there and he's glorifying and honoring the Lord. And again, I know this is going to be hard too at some point in time, but that's been the biggest thing that God has also shown me. And that question you ask of what does it change? It truly changes everything. It gives so much more meaning to things that most people would think are purposeless. Our pastor on Sunday asked everybody to share their faith with one person. He said there was something that came out, a study that came out recently that said 75% of people will not share their faith with anybody. 75%. I'm like, that is insane to me because I can't not talk about Jesus. I can't not. I mean, my life was so pitiful without him. I mean, it was sad and rebellious and all of those things. And now I see what life is like with Jesus. And so his challenge was from yesterday up until the end of October to share your faith with one person. And so I really was like, okay, Lord, I truly feel like he's going to bring this person to me in the grocery store. I don't know why, but I was like, I will ask them. I will strike up a conversation and I will ask them if they know you, or maybe he'll bring it up in some better organic way than what I'm thinking. But I just want everyone on here, like as we're wrapping up, to know that there is purpose in every little thing that you do. And so if that's God stirring you to wake up at 5 a.m., me too, that's what I'm doing these days. Get up at 5 a.m. Like do not delay. Do that and sit with him because that is the most glorifying and honoring thing you can do. That's what he's asking you to do. Or if he's asking you to go speak to somebody at the grocery store, do that thing. Like those things have so much purpose and so much meaning. And I do believe, Jackie, I'm sure you probably feel this way too. There, especially you being a teacher, there are so many deposits that I'm sure we have made in people's lives through Jesus in us that we will never know about ever.
Yeah.
And I think that is such an amazing thing to think, wow, there are things that I will never know here. I hope I get to know him in heaven. I don't know. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just be like, Jesus, it was all you. So it doesn't matter anyway. But I just think it's so cool when we give everything to him and we realize that everything matters to him. Every single moment matters and every person matters. So I'm just going to get up and do the thing that glorifies and honors him today.
I love that. And especially as we're wrapping this up, like you said, as the final words of encouragement for those listening today, I love that to honor him and to glorify him. And for people to know Jesus in you, like people to be like, for God to be known in you. I just think that that's awesome. And to like be intentional to share it today. I think that is success. I heard, oh gosh, who said it? I don't know if you follow Andy Andrew. She was on the podcast not too long ago, but I follow her. And she had mentioned on her latest podcast about her sister-in-law, who I think is named Jessica. I don't remember her last name, but through Saturation Global. Anyway, she's an awesome preacher as well. And one of her things is obedience is the key to success, is what she had said. She goes, my sister-in-law Jess always says it's the key to success is obedience to the Lord. And I just thought it had me really stirred for a long time. I was like, wow, Lord, you're so right. It's that, yes, I'm going to trust you even though I doubt myself. Yes, I'm going to trust you even though I don't know the next step. Yes, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to talk to the stranger in the grocery store even though I might sound like a wacko. Like, I think like all of these things, God has blessings on the other side. And I think if we keep that in mind, like that just all the more wild to be a blessing and to, yeah, be obedient. And in obedient, not like an obligation, but obedience because you just fear God and you love him so much. And I think that's what's coming from you. And I think hopefully that's what you're listening today is, you know, it's not out of like someone forcing your hand. It's because from the heart, you want to please the Lord. And you know that if you don't, it's like fear of missing out, right? That FOMO, like you don't want to miss out on what God has for you. Do you know what I mean? So do it.
So true.
Yeah. So if you have any other words of encouragement for our listeners today or scripture or phrases or last minute advice, I would love to hear and glean from you.
Well, I would just say, if these are my last words ever, what would I want to say to somebody? I like that. Truly, like I said, just ending our prayer, like what is going to glorify and honor God today? In this moment, if you're in a moment where you're struggling or wrestling with something or temptation, whatever it may be, just say the next best decision I can make is what's going to glorify and honor God. And that might just look like walking out the door and taking a 15-minute walk to clear your head. It might look like driving straight to a church and asking someone to pray for you. It might look like starting a podcast or starting a blog or writing something, whatever it is. Just know in that moment, the next best thing you will do in the next moment is glorify and honor God and trust him with the outcome. My dad always says that. My dad is one of my best friends too. And he always has said, if I'm ever feeling let down or bogged down by something, he said, well, you planned the outcome, didn't you, Chelsea? And I'm like, why are you always right? Why are you right, Dad? But it's true. When I plan the outcome, I am let down 9 times out of 10. Because it's never going to look like what I think it should look like. But when I don't plan the outcome and I trust God with the outcome, I am typically really surprised. Honestly, I'm like, wow, God, you are so amazing. But alongside that, it's going, okay, you do hold all things together. Your word says by you, you hold all things and all things are put together for the good and your glory. And that's just what I have to trust and do. So don't plan the outcome and do everything to glorify and honor God.
I love that. Thank you. Way to end it. That was like drop mic. I just love it. And thank you so much for coming on and bringing all the encouragement. I feel like we could just squeeze out in this episode. So thank you so much. It really is a blessing to me. I was honored to be asked to be a writer in one of the both devotionals. And I can't wait for everyone to know more information. It will be linked in the show notes. Thank you again, Chelsea. I'll make sure that everyone knows where they can find and listen to you on your podcast as well. Thanks for coming on and be encouraged, everybody. Hey, everybody. I just want to pause and say thank you so much for coming into this space week after week, or even if this is your first time, thank you so much for listening, taking the time to be encouraged today. If you feel led, don't forget to go ahead over and click subscribe and write a raving review. Give it 5 stars and fill up my bucket today, too. And if you'd like to check out more about our guest speaker today, click on the show notes so you can learn more about them today. Thanks again, everybody, and have a wonderful week.